40 Days Pondering Heaven, Day 32, Dual Citizenship. Philippians 3, verses 20 and 21 say, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself." Hi, this is Jim Brown. Historically, citizenship referred to citizens whose names were on a register in a particular city. Heaven is a place where God dwells and where Christ is also present. It is the home of all believers, and their names are registered. Quote, "But rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven," it says in Luke 10:20. For Christians, our primary allegiance is to God's kingdom, which is both spiritual and eternal. We do maintain allegiance to our earthly governments and have responsibilities, such as praying for the leaders, paying taxes, and seeking peace and prosperity for their nation. While Christians are called to be dutiful citizens, their loyalty remains undivided. If earthly authorities demand disobedience to God, believers are called to obey God rather than men. Acts 5:29 says, "But Peter and the apostles answered and said, 'We must obey God rather than men.'" My prayer, Lord, I better understand and gladly accept my dual citizenship with my country temporarily and with heaven, my eternal home. Help me to make a positive difference while I'm here for your honor and glory. Amen.